For CJLO News, I'm Sasha Thiemann. In local news, here to bring you a couple COVID-19 updates in Quebec. As of Monday, Premier François Legault announced that all stores in the province, including grocery stores, will be closed on Sundays throughout the month of April. Montreal opened another COVID-19 testing center in Côte-Saint-Luc over the weekend, with today being its first day of operations. The Quebecois government will be aiding seniors and people with special needs by providing $133 million in funds to maintain better resources for long-term care homes and residences, given that they are most susceptible to COVID-19. On Sunday night, the SPVM demonstrated their solidarity to healthcare workers in Montreal by using their sirens outside the CHUM hospital. In national news, the Canadian military has been called to action to help people in various Canadian provinces and northern Indigenous communities with pandemic measures. Over 24,000 military members who will be working both part-time and full-time have been assembled to assist Canada's most affected regions. They will be around to help Canadians in delivering medical supplies and supporting communities that are more prone to the virus. Each request for military aid will be assessed based on need versus location. In international news, a sudden glimpse of hope for Italy as the number of COVID-19 cases saw a slight decrease as of March 26 as they continue to enforce strict social distancing measures. The International Olympic Committee has announced a postponement date for the Summer Games, which will now be held on July 23, 2021 in Tokyo. In the Netherlands, thieves took advantage of the global lockdown to steal a Van Gogh painting at a Dutch museum that is closed because of the coronavirus. A U.S. Navy hospital ship has docked in New York City Monday afternoon, hoping to provide healthcare workers with additional medical assistance considering the rapid spread of the virus in the city. Given that hospitals in New York are over capacity, the ship will be used to relocate patients undergoing non-COVID-19 related treatments. To hear the newscast or to learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.